Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the podcast where we like each other's enthusiasm. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Jason, Razor Babes, Frizz Babe.
Hey, how you doing, Parker?
Doing good. How are you doing, Mr. Frizz Babe?
Doing okay.
How are you today?
Not bad. We're about two movies into the Saw movie challenge from Saw Fan 666 Corey. This week is not one of those weeks. This is a breather week because we need breathers between Saw films. It's too much gore, too much blood and stuff. Can't do that stuff back to back. I'm not like you, Parker. Can't do it like you.
Well, there's a lot of traps. They get very scary and rusty and brutal.
This movie should have been called Rusty.
Rusty set piece.
Yeah.
That's what they should call it.
What have you been getting into? How was your 4th of July? Did you do anything patriotic?
I killed a British person.
Again?
Yeah, it's what I do every 4th of July.
Yeah. Who'd you kill this time?
I don't know. Just some salt dick. He was, I went to my local tea store, and he was just in there, you know, wearing a bowler hat, as they do. He was walking around all silly. He had a dead parrot, and he kept, saying knee. And when I killed him, he said it was only a flesh wound. You know, he had all the familiar symptoms of a British person.
You seem to know a lot about what British people like to say for somebody who hates British people.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to, you gotta know. Knowing is half the battle when it comes to this sort of thing, Mr. Frisbee. Otherwise, I would just be a bigot if I just decided to arbitrarily hate these guys and know nothing about them. That's small-minded. What I'm doing here is making an informed judgment on what cultures and peoples to hate.
Yeah, that's responsible racism there. That's what you're doing.
Well, it's not racism. It's
Nationalism, excuse me. That's responsible nationalism there.
I consider it speciesism. You know,
speciesism?
Me, a homo sapien, them, British. You know how that is.
He's calling them British this time and not salt dick or limey or
I would not
any of those other outdated phrases.
Salt dick is not outdated.
You're the only person I know who's used it. And I think you went through some trouble to find it, too.
I think the Afrikaners also say it. South Africa. Well, that the South Africans invented it, so it's me and them against the British.
I'm really too lazy to look that up, but that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So I buy it.
So it's just me and them, me and the South Africans, alone in the universe against the British. Also the French, the Germans, the Indians, Canadians, basically everybody on the planet except for the English themselves and Doctor Who fans hate these British people.
And Downton Abbey fans.
Yeah.
Although, that period, please keep clothing.
Yeah, Downton Abbey fans, like, I think those guys get encompassed when you say Doctor Who fans. There's probably not a lot of Doctor Who fans, or like Downton Abbey fans, that are not also Doctor Who fans, I would think.
I don't know. I think that's kind of a hard sell, because they're so different. But they also are, like, period piece at times. I don't know, man. I mean, you have an exception to the rule of Julian Sands, of course. But, you know, there's been a lot of influence from England and all this. So you killed a British person.
Yep.
What else did you do?
I was praised by the people around me for doing so. I don't know. I started drawing a comic. I'm going to do some Sherlock homophobia comics, I think. You know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. and put them on Vine. I've been doing a lot of fun vining lately.
Yeah?
So I started drawing this Sherlock Homophobia comic about Sherlock Homophobia celebrating the 4th of July, but I didn't finish it in time for it to be up on 4th of July, so now I feel bad. So I'll probably have to finish it tonight or tomorrow or something. But it's going to be pretty good. I mean, it would be if I was, like, good at drawing at all. But these stick figures I'm drawing, they look pretty good.
Oh, sweet. So it's like XKCD, Sherlock Homophobia.
I don't know what that is.
It's a comic. It's a webcomic where it's all stick figures.
Never heard of it. But it will be like, I don't know. It's technically a cartoon, I guess, since it'll be on Vine. You should get on Vine, Mr. Frisbee. I want to see your videos. I want to see that. I want to see that face.
No, that's fine. I really don't have a way to use Vine. My phone is still a dumb phone. It's a flip out. I got mocked by, everyone really. Every day of my life, I get mocked by people, even with people who have the same phone that I do. They're like, "You should really get a smartphone. Why are you living in the past?" I'm like, "You have the same phone. Like, this isn't about me." So it's an everyday occurrence. Shelby Cobras from Illogical Contraption Radio.
He made fun of your phone?
Yeah, we were exchanging text messages. You were there. That's when our Twitter got hacked.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And I said, "Hey, I didn't get the other message that you might have sent to Parker, but I don't know if you sent it to him. I couldn't tell on my phone. If I had a smarter phone, I would be able to see, like, oh, he sent this to Parker, too."
Yeah, I don't think I got your responses. That's how not smart your phone is.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, just send it to the guy who sent it. Just telling him, like, "Hey, I guess you sent this to Parker as well, but I think I fixed it." And he was like, "Yeah, it's no problem. And get a smartphone already." He's like, "Oh, okay."
Are you sure you texted him? Like, did you just call him on, like, your house phone or something?
On my rotary? Yeah, I did.
Did you have to, like, do the thing where, like, it takes, like, 8 years to call somebody because you push, like, the one and it, like, has to come all the way back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a few zeros in there, so it's, like...
Takes forever. I used to hate that so much. That was, like, the worst part of calling somebody, aside from talking to another human being. The other worst part was waiting for goddamn ever, listening to the little dots as it came back around. Whoever invented that, I hate him. Alexander Graham Bell, forget you with your rotary phone.
Why with even your senseless demands for Watson to come somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need him.
They should have just left it the old way, where you would, like, pick up the two pieces and you stick one in your ear and you stick one in your mouth and then you go, "Operator, give me the Billy Batson room, please." And then, like, some old lady, like, pulls wires out of a big wall. I like that kind. That was the kind of phones I liked the best.
Yeah, yeah. The one where somebody else did all the legwork for you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to dial crap. I didn't have to text nobody. I didn't have to, do a big tutorial to find out how to text somebody a GIF image as a response.
So you wouldn't want the phone you have now?
Well, I think if I had the choice between my phone now and, like, an old lady that pulled wires out of a wall, I would go with the old lady. But I would like to still have the same technology I have now. So I would, like, you know, talk into the phone with the two pieces, and I would go, "Hey, old lady, I need you to upload this Vine for me that's on my phone," and then text Shelby Cobras with a little happy face that's shrugging a little bit.
And then turn on my video game, this Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm. Play Angry Birds for me. And then she would do it, but she would have to, like, do it, like, this old-fashioned way where she pulled cords out of a wall.
Yeah.
The analog way.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll happen one day. I think this will actually happen soon. People are real into watching VHS movies for some fucking reason. They're, you know, all these kids are putting their band's music on a cassette tape. I think soon enough, people are going to be walking around with big fucking rotary phones attached to their hip.
It sounds like you're on the cutting edge of this. You want this to happen more than anything.
Yeah. I'm going to take this technology to Portland, and I'm going to make $1 million.
All right, man. Well, nice knowing you.
They're going to give me $1 million in PBR coupons and Steve Albini albums. That's their currency there.
Steve Albini albums.
Mm-hmm. Out of print records.
Oh, over the weekend, I went to this Strictly metal music store. You want to guess the name of this metal music store?
Was it called Hesher's?
No.
No.
Great, though. It was in a strip mall, and it had like individual letter block lettering. In all black, it says MF Music. It was pretty fun.
Motherfucking music.
That's all I could assume. All I could assume.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Their selection was tight. It was a tight store. They had tight t-shirts. They were all black.
It's erotic.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure that it wasn't just owned by MF Doom?
Yeah, I had to inquire within about that. I was like, does MF Doom own the store? I'm like, no. I was like, does Madlib own the store? I said, no. Buy some music or get out. So I bought Ghost, but I don't have that CD.
Did they make fun of you when you went to to buy it, up to the table?
No.
Oh, well, that sounds like the only record store where that's not the case.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad that nobody buys music and that record stores don't exist anymore. Because I really hate, like, going to a place and, like, I'm buying this new Real Big Fish album here. And then watch the clerk go, ugh, like, very obviously. So, yeah. I'm so glad those places don't exist.
Yeah, but this place, being a record store, wasn't like that.
Or maybe just that one. Maybe just that one person wasn't like that. Maybe the other people who worked there are like that.
I think it was the owner. It was this older dude, and he'd been open for about a year. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of this stuff was stuff that I'd sold in the past, and I mean, I get the criticism about ghosts, but I don't really give a shit. I mean,
listens
to metal.
I'm not saying that I would make fun of Ghost. I'm just saying that every single thing that anybody would buy would get
made fun of. At a record store?
Yeah, gets made fun of, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Or the needless praise, like somebody's like, oh, such a good choice. I didn't really care. I bought it because I knew it was a good choice.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, record store clerks are the worst, as was depicted by John Cusack, Jack Black. And the bald guy from High Fidelity.
Who could forget the bald guy?
I did. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I don't even know the character name.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Nobody likes that movie anymore anyway.
Yeah, it's old hat, man. It's ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
But this place was all right. And I got a discount on it because it's their one-year anniversary. Their 13-month anniversary because it's a metal store, you see. And 13 is way more metal number than 12.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. My buddy bought a Sword album. It wasn't the Apocryphon one, but the one before it.
I don't know.
There's a ton of stuff there, like Neurosis, Tribes in the Row, Isis, weird like sludge metal stuff that I hadn't listened to in years. When I worked at a warehouse, that's when I used to listen to that stuff. Coworker was this metalhead, so that's all we would listen to, this drudgery, like slow sludge metal. And it was weird seeing that stuff again, like after 10 years. Jesus,
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. Do they have Silverchair? That's my favorite metal band.
They probably did. They also had The Who, and like the Melvins were there. That made sense, but The Who was kind of strange. I mean, The Who aren't really metal.
That's true.
But anyway, yeah, I went there over on Saturday. They had some Fintroll. Thought of you.
Oh, I like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they use those metal drums from the Caribbean.
And accordions.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy those metal drums from the Caribbean, Mr. Frisbee. I would love to go to the Caribbean and really just enjoy those metal drums.
Steel drums, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but they were at the metal store, so that's, you know.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
But, yeah, I really enjoy those, and I wish that they would catch on here in America. I don't think they will, though. I don't think the kids are ready for that kind of thing.
Probably not.
Probably not. Speaking of the kids.
Yes.
I want to talk about iTunes. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about our iTunes reviews. They made you so sad.
One did.
But
even though it was a 5-star review, for which I thank that person, but still.
He was a nice
guy. Don't know why I had to be in third, a distant third.
A distant third. He made you so sad. But we have a new one. And I think we should read it because it was fun the last time, so we're going to keep reading them. Maybe that will encourage people to give us the reviews on the iTunes.
I hope so. I love reading the comments anyway.
Me too. I like reading the ones that like are actual sentences formed. Those are my favorite ones. This one from Rustin says, "What the hell is this podcast about?" Question mark. And I couldn't agree more. I don't even know anymore what this show is about. He says, "What is going on here?" Question mark. Basically just a rephrasing of the first question. Episode 114 is really bad. 5 stars. Keep up the good work. Episode 14 was that bad one, the aforementioned one, where you were sad. And I hated James Franco. But this show used to be about stuff. Do you remember that time on this show when we were like, do segments and like have topics?
Yeah, way back when.
That was a long time ago. Do you remember The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Do you remember Party Purgatory?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was
I remember taking quizzes. Usually they were Dungeons and Dragons related.
Yeah, we took a lot of quizzes. We used to have something for this show to be about. Do you want to try a Party Purgatory right now for old time's sake?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, these are hard to come up with. It usually used to take us a whole week to come up with one, so I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. But this was a segment where, you know, we used to talk about who we would hate to be stuck with at a party. You know, like at a party, how sometimes you get stuck with people, you know, like you go in the refrigerator to get a beer, and then you look up and there's like some dude and he wants to talk to you. And who the worst person for that dude to be could be. How about like a dude who's like real into silver chair in 2013? Like he's like so into them. And like, he's like trying to tell you about how the like main dude from that band had, what did he have? Like bulimia or anorexia or whatever. And it was like a big deal cause he was a dude and it like broke boundaries on MTV News. And like Tabitha Soren was like, "Oh, we got big news here about silver chair. He's not a girl." I remember
that being a thing. I didn't really listen to Silverchair all that much or know much about him.
I think it was like way after they were famous, and it was like they got famous again just for that one thing. Like I think it was like way after their time of being tiny Nirvana.
Yeah, I still remember like any of their stuff. I don't remember the songs.
I'll send them to you on YouTube. Maybe you were too young. You're probably too young to remember them.
Well, I know the band name. I just don't know. Like, what's a song title of theirs?
They had that one song that was like where they screamed the word fat boy over and over. And like those guys had those scary pig masks in the video.
Oh, I don't know that at all.
And like the lead singer kind of looked like a girl. Like he kind of looked like Dirty Hansen. Like if Hansen, like if those guys from Hansen were like real dirty. They were Australian.
Yeah, that part sounds familiar. I know they were Australian.
Do you like Australians?
Yeah, they're pretty great.
What do you like about them?
The accents. Natch.
What do you dislike about them?
The bad accents, naturally.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Their tendency to box kangaroos. I think that's total bullshit. It's a boring match.
I don't know.
I haven't seen one, so I don't know for sure.
How else can you tell if you're a man or not if you don't box a kangaroo? That's what's wrong with America. It's like nobody knows if they're a man or not because they never box an animal. You know, it's like in the 50s and 60s, they used to have like, people would like fight bears, you know, on like television. Now we don't have that. We don't have anything like that. All we have is hardcore pawn nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. And the most recent instance that would come close to that is Steve Irwin, who's dead now, but was also an Australian when he was alive.
Yeah, and he was a man when he was alive.
Yeah, very much so.
A full-grown man.
He was a full man. You and me, probably not as Probably not men.
Mm-mm. Not by the Australian standard where you fight an animal.
Are we not men?
And Devo? D-E-V-O?
Okay. I was just looking for an answer.
Oh, but... I thought you were looking for a Devo reference.
Yeah, we don't have kangaroos here. We really, that's another thing we lack in America, are dangerous and cool-looking animals. By which I mean like kangaroos, koalas, and platypi.
Yeah, we don't have any of those. I saw a bat the other night. I was so scared. I thought I was going to get bitten and turn into the undead. It was so scary.
Yeah, there's tons of bats out here, man. I think I've gone over this before. Like, if you ever drive into Oklahoma or Arkansas or Texas, you're in bat country, baby.
Yeah.
If you're going to Las Vegas, according to Hunter S. Thompson, you're in bat country, baby.
That's true. I'm going to go to Las Vegas next week. Did you know that?
I did. I'm trying to prepare because we have to do another Saw movie.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone, but you're going to be here doing a Saw movie.
With Jeremy Mowison from Acid Pop Cult.
Who is a man.
Yes, he's very much a man. He's fathered two boys.
Mm-hmm.
How can he not be a man?
And he fights them.
He sired them.
That's how you can tell if you're a man. If you fight a bipedal animal, and he has probably fought his children.
Yeah.
That's how.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it.
Yeah. So, he's twice a man by most standards, since he has two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's good. That's good for him. Maybe we should do the lightning round now.
Yeah, sounds good.
And now, it's time
for the lightning round.
First up in the lightning round, woman escorted from water park because her bikini was too small. Madeline had just lost more than 100 pounds and was proud to wear a bikini to a water park with her family and friends. The day turned into an embarrassment when two young girls told her that her bathing suit she was wearing wasn't covering enough. She has to talk to a manager who told her to either cover up or leave. And now watch the video for this. What do you think? Parker?
I think this is outrageous. Me and my wife were very upset when we saw this on the news the other day. I think this is, she's kind of an older lady, but she's like got very big boobs and is very skinny and stuff. Well, not very skinny. But I think this was like just some old manager who like got a boner looking at this chick and was like, oh, I can't handle having a boner all day. I have to tell this broad to leave. Because she was just wearing a normal bikini, the same kind of bikini that everybody else was wearing. So I don't get what the problem was here.
She goes on to tell this news agency, I felt like it was both age and body discrimination. And I felt like I could look around me and I could see a handful of other girls half my age wearing the same size swimming suit and not being singled out and told to put on clothes or leave. Yeah, I don't know, man. Water parks are gross anyway. Like, why would you want to go to one?
I don't know. It gets real hot sometimes.
Yeah, so you want to dive into a cesspool? Like, those things are not clean.
I don't know, man. They got chlorine in there.
Yeah, but they're gross. Everybody goes in thinking, oh, there's chlorine in here. Exactly with that sort of tone. So they're all doing their business in the pool. Heavens knows what other stuff.
You think they're jacking off in there?
Oh, I wasn't going that far. I was just saying, like, pooping.
Well, pooping, that's much more reasonable.
Have you seen that photo of the video of the kid who goes on the water slide and leaves that streak behind her?
Yeah, but the chlorine takes care of that. That's
See,
easy.
See, that's gross, man.
Nah, chlorine's good.
Doesn't get rid of all those particles.
Of course it does,
man. Some stuff. They have to re-clean all that stuff.
Nah.
You know, it's like a code brown. They have to re-clean everything.
I don't know, man. You ever, like, smell chlorine? It smells pretty clean to me.
Have you ever breathed chlorine just on its own?
Yep.
It's probably not a great idea.
Anything that can, like, kill a person is, like, can definitely clean poop.
That's why I clean with a knife
mm-hmm.
and a gun.
Yeah.
I just shoot dirt.
It's the best way to clean.
Yeah.
Do you think this lady is too naked? Do you think she needs to cover up?
Oh, I don't think she needs to cover up. I think it was... Yeah, it's weird. I don't even know where this took place, actually.
Virginia.
Like some sort of puritanical place.
Salt Lake City.
Oh, nail on the head.
Nah, it was in Virginia. It was in Virginia.
Weird. Weird, man.
Yeah, you'd think they know how to party.
I never assumed that they know how to party.
Nah, I would always assume that Virginia knows how to party. I lived in Virginia once. They knew how to party when I was there. We listened to Collective Soul, and we roller skated.
Silverchair? Did you listen to Silverchair while you roller skated?
Maybe. I don't know if they were around at the time. It was when I was in 8th grade. I guess Silverchair was probably around at the time. You know who used to really love Silverchair?
Who's that?
Jono, our friend Jono.
Yeah?
He used to love him.
Was he in love with Australia, or was he in love with Silverchair's music?
I think he loved their music. But I tried to mention that to him on Facebook one time a couple years ago, and he got, like, really mad because he's, like, a cool guy now, you know?
You need cred, dude. You need street cred.
He needs that street cred.
Yeah. They did a poll on the site, people viewing it. Should the park have kicked the woman out for a bathing suit? 74% said no, and 25% say yes.
Well, 25% of those people are dickheads.
And you just described all of the internet. That's all it is.
Dickheads?
Yeah. 25% of comments on any webpage. More than that, actually.
Yeah.
Local news is the worst.
Well, YouTube is the worst.
Yes, for comments.
Yeah.
But even like any sort of news journalism site has terrible, terrible comments. Like, anyone can get a subscription. Anyone can join in and throw in their garbage. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I'll look at, like, a story like this where it's, like, you know, a girl in a bikini gets thrown out of the water park. And, like, I'll look and, like, the first comment will be, like, you know, like, I hate the Zionist pigs. Destroy Israel or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's always stuff like that. Like, it's not even, like, related to the topic. Like, it's always just, you know, people talking about, oh, you know. We gotta take out North Korea.
Yeah, no shit, man. If I may, second comment down. The first comment's actually kind of a lucid point about, like, yeah, teenagers are wearing skimpy outfits, and we're going for the mature women. What's why the ageism? Why are we being ageist about this? The second one seems like it's on the right track, but then devolves really quickly. Says there are children around, especially at a swimming pool. It isn't all about you showing your body off. It is showing respect to those around you, and you should have respect for yourself. Your body isn't you. Ellipses. That is a shell.
Mm-hmm.
So, jump down, line break. Remember when Anna Nicole died and people were fighting where to bury her? The coroner said that they'd better make a decision fast, because her body was decomposing faster than normal. So already we've gotten to, like, creep show territory. And not even...
yeah.
Not even three comments in. Already, yeah. Somebody's like, I'm going to bring up this weird, unrelated thing about a woman dying and what that has to do with body image issues. That was from Bubble 51. So thanks, Bubble 51, for chiming in and putting your 2 cents. You're getting heated again about this, Parker. Like, comments.
You should get heated. I like this person. They say, it should be appropriate to swim naked. Unfortunately, America is a puritanical society with sexual neurosis. And, I like when people, like, go, like, way too far with a point. Because,
yes.
It's like 7:19 p.m. right now. I guarantee you I could turn on, like, Showtime or something and see two people having sex. Like, yeah. we're not that bad. Like... But this person, it was insane. People should swim naked. But, you know.
How about the next person here? Starts off great, devolves really quickly. Madeline, you look really nice. Congrats on the weight loss. Pretty nice, huh? That's a good enough comment to leave. Hey, chin up. But from one busty lady to another, you do need a bigger top. One with cups that fit your boobies. Not just lay on top of them. What grown person says boobies without giggling? Like, she should put an LOL there or something. This is obnoxious to look at. She says it again. Your boobies is going to pop right out of that top. I know from experience. I don't know if she's quoting, like, Billy Madison or something, but this is obnoxious to look at. But I could look at it all day.
I like that lady's attitude. I like this guy. It comes with like a picture of him pointing, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he says, they can ask anyone to leave their property for any reason they wish. That's one of the wonders of liberty and free enterprise. I'm sure the liberals will take these freedoms away, though. You know.
Just a matter of time. I love that punctuation of like some pithy statement. Just a matter of time. Yeah. Or something like, you idiots. Those dum-dums.
Yeah, it's like, this is another guy, like, taking it way too far. Like, you know, like, yeah, people, people should be able to, like, kick people out of their establishment. But, like, probably not for, like, doing the same exact thing as, like, everybody else there. Like, hey, you wearing the small bikini. No, not everybody turn around all at once because you're all wearing a small bikini. You, the fat one, get out. What else? What else do these people say? Oh, I like this. This person is responding to the person I just mentioned. They say, really? Seriously? So that's always a good argument.
It's a nice start. It's a nice start to any sort of salient point. You know you're in for a real nice position to be taken.
Yeah, that's always a strong argument. It's a good opener. You know, when... when they're doing they're starting to do the trial for like that Boston bomber and like the George Zimmerman, and those lawyers, they always start off with, really? Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, the best lawyers on TV. Even all those Aaron Sorkin shows. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name.
Yeah, well, actually, his new show, The Newsroom, it is kind of like that. Like, it's about like this, newscaster guy, and that's like a lot of his arguments.
I heard that show was originally going to be called For Real, though.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Just saying.
I hate that show. That show is like the worst, most like silly, like 2020 vision, like Captain Obvious bullshit in the world. Because like the show, they talk about real news items. Like, have you seen it before?
No, but I actually did watch a few minutes of it today.
Well, yeah, like I think the new season's coming out soon. But I watched all of the first season. And, like, they do real news stories, but, you know, like, it's like a fictional, you know, show built around these real news stories. But they do it in such a way where, like, they have to write and film these episodes, like, a year after these real news stories with, like, actual news. So when they have their newscaster, like, saying, like, commenting, and, like, they have all their fictional characters commenting on these news stories, they have the benefit of having a year's worth of hindsight. To kind of like, to add into this observation. So the show is like built around these people who are like making these incredibly acute observations about news that is happening in their reality right then, even though for us it's happened a year later, and for the writers of the show it's happened a year later. So it comes off like these people are like the most amazing geniuses in the world, but it's just because it's, you know, written a year afterwards. Anybody could do that.
Yeah, and not to say for anything of like a show, any show, even one of these Aaron Sorkin shows being anywhere close to realistic. But the 5 minutes I watched was from the first episode. And yeah, as much as I like Jeff Daniels, I don't even know if he could pull this off very well. Like, he's sitting in between like the far left and the far right pundits. And we're being introduced to his character, and he's distracted. He's obviously distracted. He's looking out into the audience and he's getting visions of somebody he knows. And then he's asked to comment about his view on America. Like, if he thinks America, some girl, he's getting questions from this college audience. Some girl actually asks, and this could have been a boy too. I know I had to be a girl. So I guess they could throw in the line, you know, you haven't discussed this at your sorority yet or whatever. But this person's asking, like, why do you think America is the greatest country on earth? This is a fucking college, man. Like, no college kid would ask that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe middle school, high school. But at one of those open question sessions, if you asked something like that, you'd be laughed out. Like, yeah. People would assume you were joking.
That's true.
And this is the start of the show. So, you know, he still looks distracted, but then he comes off like saying America's not the greatest country. And he rattles off a bunch of statistics and goes on a monologue that, you know, he could only have delivered had he practiced it. So he's like, man, I sure hope somebody asked me if what I think America is the greatest country, because I have all these statistics memorized about where we fall in international areas about gun violence and everything. And it's like, it would only be impressive if that were a possibility. But I'm watching him like, there's no fucking way this guy would have prepared that much for a question he didn't know was coming. Like, what does he do? Like, my interpretation of the character, he sits around all day looking at where the U.S. falls, like in education and all these other stuff. I mean, not to say newscasters wouldn't know that, but come on. He rattles off like 15 or 10 of them, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a newscaster's job to read whatever somebody prints on a teleprompter. So, yeah, I don't think they'd, I agree with you. I don't think they'd be able to do that. If you ran up to Sean Hannity or Rachel Maddow and you're like, hey, give me all the statistics about America, they'd just be like, mocha lattes.
I'll get my team on it, you know? I was like, none of these people do the research themselves. For him to be so impassioned about it is a falsehood. He's a newscaster. He's reading the news. Then he goes home and plays Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And sleeps. Well, he's got a team to research this stuff, right? Yeah.
That is true. Also, I do think that if he was at a real college, that's probably what all the questions would be about. They wouldn't even be so sophisticated as, why is America the greatest country? They would just be like, how far can you get in Call of Duty?
What's your research team like?
what does your research team think of Call of Duty? What's their favorite weapon? Do they like the sniper rifle, or do they like the bomb-sniffing dogs or whatever they got in that game?
I'm going to go to the next one.
Okay.
Next up on the lightning round, Brazilian referee quartered and beheaded. That's not funny. By fans after killing a player. So we got a double murder homicide. We got to get Richard Belzer in here in iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
One man has been arrested on suspicion of decapitating a referee at an amateur football match.
That's the best
in Brazil.
Part. The best part is that it's an amateur game.
Is this like a peewee game of kids?
I guess so.
The referee was supposedly quartered. Supposedly. There's no supposedly in somebody getting quartered.
Yeah,
like
they either...
He's either got his limbs detached or they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then his head cut off before it was stuck on a stake. Holy cow. Brazil is dangerous.
That's true.
Apparently just at football games. This is some medieval jazz, man.
They really, really like soccer there.
This is way more interesting than that bikini story. I'm just telling you. This shocking act of violence was in retaliation after he stabbed one of the players on the pitch in the PS12 stadium, Maranhão, excuse me.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like here, like people get like, they go fucking nuts. Like, oh my God, Kobe called that referee a fag. We gotta ban him from the game forever. But man, like people go fucking nuts in Brazil. They're killing referees. They're doing all kinds of stuff. Oh.
But check this out. The referee is said to have been carrying a knife, and he stabbed the player several times. And then fans, believed to be friends or relatives of said player, ran onto the field and stoned the referee to death. And then they are said to have cut him into quarters and put his head on a spike. Holy cow.
And I love how that, like, all that, like, text that you just read comes accompanied with a picture of, like, people, like, smiling and holding up trophies and
some
stuff.
Some little kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is insanity.
Yeah, man. That's pretty nuts. I think it's crazy. Like, people, like, always complain, like, you know, well, in Ohio, like, there's that, like, football game or whatever, like, every year, like, the Ohio's versus the Michigans, and, like, whoever loses or wins or whatever, like, they kind of riot in that town.
Oh, the college games, yeah.
Yeah, for, like, a night. And, like, you know, all my friends who, like, hate sports, you always see, you know, on the Facebook, oh, these animals, they're going too crazy. But I don't remember anybody's head being on a stick during those. Like, that's insane. Like, these guys are taking it to the whole next level.
Yeah, that's some next level stuff, man. That referee stabbing somebody.
Yeah,
and
man.
And then getting, like, medievally done away with. Bizarre.
It's pretty wild, man. Brazil's a pretty violent place.
What would you do if you were witness to that situation? Like, you see some dude get stabbed by a ref, seemingly discreetly, and then all of a sudden, like, stones start flying, and then before you know it, he's getting his limbs torn off and his head on a spike. How would you react? What would you do?
I don't know. Well, I would have to record some of it for Junk Food Dinner's Ghoul Summer episode.
Right?
And then I would like just kind of sneak out the back real quietly, because at any moment I would feel that these, like, everybody would just start rioting.
Mm, yeah, more stonings, more heads on spikes.
Yeah, more heads on spikes, more stonings. I think a vampire would appear. I think, like, they would let the werewolves loose.
Right.
And then, like, a predator would come out of nowhere. Just, like, the most violent things. They would be, and then, like, they would announce, hey, everybody, hey, we've been holding, we got Hitler over here. And, like, just, like, the most violent, it'll be like that, that episode of, South Park, where, like, they went to Imagination Land, and, like, on the other side of that wall was, like, all the evil creations that were all violent.
Yeah, like Freddy and
Stormtroopers and stuff, yeah. I think something like that would be bound to happen, I would think. Like, it's not, like, I mean, if I was hanging out and, you know, thousands of people all wearing the same colors started putting people's heads on spikes, that would be the most scary thing that you could imagine.
God.
I think that's what makes it even scarier, is that all these people are wearing the same colors of, like, whatever football team they like. Or soccer team they like, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's real scary when, like, people go nuts and, like, kill somebody, but it's way scarier when they're wearing the same colors, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
That just adds, like, a creepy, a real creepy stormtroopery sort of vibe to it all.
It's like a Gangs of New York thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrifying. That is bizarre. That escalated far too quickly.
Mm-hmm. I know. Every single sentence in that story was, like, much worse than the last sentence.
Yeah, that was the most concise news article I think we've ever read, and then definitely the weirdest. Like, there were no... I don't think I skipped a sentence. Maybe one. But it was just, like, how old they were. And, you know, by far, the rest of the story is far more interesting.
That's
anyway, next up, unless you have anything else to add about medieval punishment for stabbings.
I'm too scared to talk more about that. The story is it's shaken me to my core.
This is rare, then. Do you think you'll ever go to Brazil?
No, I would like to go to Brazil because it sounds really cool. And, like, I'm
very fond of their butts there. I know how much you like butts.
I really like their butts. And they seem like they have nice beaches and stuff. But I think, like, something like 58% of the people who, like, go to Brazil get kidnapped. So I don't think I'll ever go.
Or stabbed. Or stoned to death and quartered and put their heads on a spike.
Yeah. So I'm not into any of those things.
Right on. Well, you might be into this, though. Minnesota town has a 4-year-old boy as mayor. In Dorset, Minnesota, supporters of the mayor in the tiny tourist town of Dorset can stuff the ballot box all they want as he seeks re-election. The mayor, a short guy, is known for his fondness of ice cream and fishing, and he's got the county's top law enforcement official in his pocket. He's 4 years old. He's not in school yet.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. Would you vote for a 4-year-old mayor?
Yeah, why not? Couldn't be any worse than current mayors. Bazing!
Mm-hmm.
Classic political joke.
Nice.
We need a buzzer for that or something.
He's, I got here to celebrate that.
Someone's been getting stoned in the bathroom.
Oh, great.
Well, when you get stoned, you like to eat ice cream, and this kid loves ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's major act as mayor so far has been to make ice cream the top of the food pyramid. He has many favorite flavors, chocolate and vanilla, strawberry, cotton candy kind, and rainbow sherbet, said the mayor.
I like that. This town is, like, not a real town. There's only 28 people who live here, so there's no formal government, which is how this kid is the mayor. And although it is surprisingly, like, you know, big national politics, it says here, every year the town draws a name during its Taste of Dorset Festival, and the winner gets to be mayor. Anyone can vote as many times as they like for $1 a vote. So, yeah, it's very similar to actual voting in politics.
Politics, yeah. Oh, wait a second. This story just got a huge bummer on it.
Oh, no. Is his head on a stick?
Now, well, it has to do with his head.
Oh, no.
It says, Bobby skipped ahead as he led a group of about 20 children and adults on a walk through the Heartland Trail to raise money for Ronald McDonald House Charities, the Red River Valley in North Park, North Dakota. He wore his signature black fedora.
Oh, he's a brony.
Yeah, this kid has a neck beard at 4 years old even.
This fucking douchebag. See, there's this picture of him hanging out with three girls eating ice cream. And I bet he thinks...
He's got the fedora on right there, dude. Yeah. I'm looking the same one.
I bet he thinks he's been friend-zoned. This fucking douchebag. What a fucking dick.
He's got sandals and a Hawaiian shirt. Of course he's a gray.
Well, you know what that means.
Oh.
That's the end of the show. You sound sad that it's the end of the show.
I know. We got a good point here about this kid.
Right as soon as we start making fun of four-year-olds.
Four-year-olds in fedoras. It's like toddlers in tiaras, but a little bit worse.
That's true. What a fucking dickhead. I thought this guy was cool at first.
We thought you were chill, Bobby. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Keep mayoring. You're as mayor as they get.
This guy. But, at least since he's 4 years old, there's like a less of a possibility that he'll be involved in some sexual scandal, like every other mayor in America.
Not when he's constantly getting friend-zoned like this.
Yeah.
That's never going to be a problem.
That's true.
He's going to piss and moan about it on Reddit. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the show. So you can find us at poolpartyradio.com for all our old episodes, links to our podcast bros, links to our popular episodes. Check it out. You can find us on facebook.com/poolpartyradio.
Hello. Like us there. Hello. Oh.
Hey. Hey, how's creepy MSA guy.
So how are you doing overall?
Doing all right. Just wrapping up the show. How what do you think of the show today?
Is there anything that you haven't touched on or feel a need to say that you want to say?
We had one more story left, and that was about it. That's the only thing we didn't touch on.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. You know, we got the buzzer, so it's time to go back inside. And, yeah.
And let me just be honest with you.
Sure, what's up?
Yeah, but we tried that. Yeah, but we did that. Yeah, but he follows us. Yeah, but we're in the car. Yeah, but.
I think he's saying that we shouldn't make excuses and we should just do the last lightning round story. I think that's what he wants.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it then.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. If you want to stick around for this, that's fine. I mean, I know you're there anyway, so hang out if you like.
Yes.
Okay. last story. Justin Bieber pisses into restaurant mop bucket. Let's see here. The clip was shot in New York City earlier this year. We're told Bieber and his idiotic friends were leaving some nightclub, exiting through a restaurant kitchen, and Bieber decided he needed to take a leak. But rather than go to a bathroom like a civilized person, Bieber, wearing pants that should literally be illegal, I don't know what that means, whipped out his junk and whizzed into a yellow mop bucket used to clean the restaurant's floors. And whoever's job it was to mop the place up had to physically change Bieber's disgusting piss water. And the worst part, Bieber's friends act like the restaurant should be honored that the singer decided to piss there. It's revolting.
This is pretty douchey. I feel really terrible. I've been made to eat crow. When Justin Bieber first happened, you know, like 2 years ago or whatever, like not even that long ago, people like, you know, constantly made fun of him. And I gave him the benefit of the doubt, you know, because he played instruments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw that on TMZ, him playing the drums. And I was like, ah, come on. 30-year-old guy I'm friends with on Facebook. You don't need to like Justin Bieber. He's not for you. He's a fine kid, and he's just doing his thing. He's from Canada. He'll be just fine. And, boy, was I wrong, because he's the biggest douchebag in the world.
Yeah, apparently at the end of this video, he sprays a photo of Bill Clinton that's on the wall of this restaurant with clean liquid for some reason, and he says, fuck Bill Clinton. So... Yeah.
That's gone too far. He wasn't even, like, born when Bill Clinton was president. Maybe he is smart for knowing who Bill Clinton is. I guarantee you, like, 75% of Americans don't know who Bill Clinton is. So maybe he's not so bad after all.
And maybe, you know, maybe he's talking about the DOMA. I mean, if this was from a few weeks ago before it was struck down by Supreme Court, maybe that's what he's referring to. That was something that Bill Clinton signed in during his administration.
No, I think Justin Bieber was like way too on drugs for that to be the case. I think he just saw a picture and like no matter who that picture would have been, he would have said, hey, fuck this guy, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, like, on one hand, I really like when people go around and, like, just kind of wild out and, like, fucking pee wherever they want to pee. But I don't think that Justin Bieber is, like, just doing this because he's, like, a bored kid and, you know, he, like, doesn't care about society's rules. I think he feels like he's entitled to be able to do this because he's famous. And I may be projecting, maybe that's not why he's doing, you know, I don't know, maybe that's not his attitude. But from all the hundreds of videos I've seen lately of him, like, peeing places and fighting people, like, it seems like he feels like he's better than people for being famous. And I don't care for that. Like, if you're just a wild, well, these guys go around chanting that they're wild kids in the video. But if you're just really a wild and crazy kid and you just, like, fucking stuff up, I'm cool with that. But it seems like he thinks, like I said, that he's allowed to because he fucking writes shitty songs.
Yeah, it could be the case. I also think it's a case of, you know, being young and stupid.
Yeah, it could be a mixture of the two.
Whatever you call it, that's a bad thing for the child.
I do agree. That is a bad thing. It is a bad thing for him.
NSA guy, where's the weirdest place that you've used the restroom?
Kansas.
Fair enough, yeah. All of Kansas is a weird place to use the restroom.
That's true.
What about you, Parker? Any weird places?
Yeah, one time I peed at a haunted house.
Weird.
Yeah, I was working there at the time. And like, I kept asking the guys, like, when they came through, I was like, hey, man, I gotta pee so bad. Let me go pee. And they're like, nah, you know, we're like, really busy right now. And, like, nobody can come and, like, do your room for you at the moment. Like, just chill out. And, like, hours and hours and hours passed. And so I just, like, peed right there in the room because I really had to go. I didn't want to pee my pants, so I just peed, you know, back behind the wall.
So seems legit, yeah.
You know, what are they going to do? Can't stop me from peeing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a big, smelly, like, old haunted house anyway, so I'm sure, like, nobody ever noticed.
Yeah, it's hard to notice that when you're smelling, like, smoke machine smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And probably more urine, because you're scaring the piss out of everybody.
That's true. And it was like,
right?
Yeah. And it was like in like a really crummy part of town. It was that one in Dayton that's like, you know, in Riverside by like the Air Force Museum.
Yeah.
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 So
is that a JC's haunted house?
Indeed. So it was
what
like
was your. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So yeah, it was like it's like the worst place. It's like a part of town that like you can't even really go to. Like there's not even like really roads that go there. It's like a really weird place. But you were going to ask what my job there was?
What was your room like? Your scare room?
Well, the room that I was working at that time was the one where, like, there's, like, strobe lights, you know, and, like, you walk in and, like, there's, like, polka-dotted walls. And then, like, I push the wall and then the wall starts moving in on you and crushes
you. You were that fucking guy?
I was that guy.
Holy shit. That's a badge of honor, dude. Yeah. Everybody was terrified of that moving wall.
I know. It was, like, the scariest thing. Nobody was expecting that wall to move. So scary. So that was a fun time.
Did you ever get to see the patrons' reactions or anything?
I could hear them. I did some other rooms there. Like I did this one where like there was like a fake mirror set up, and like people would like naturally look into it to try to see what was scary, and then I could like flip this switch, and then they would see me wearing like a scary mask, and so that was a good one because you got to see their reactions like right in your face. And everybody was very scared all the time. I don't understand why they would bother looking in to the mirror. I mean, they knew something scary was going to happen. I would hate to look in on that.
But yeah, I'd just look away. I was a pretty poor-ass patron. I'd go there and, you know, to get scared, but I'd constantly just, like, look up at the ceiling or just check my watch, look at text messages.
Yeah.
I was not into being as terrified as I would have been.
Being scared,
I don't know if I went to that one. I always heard stories about that moving wall, but maybe I did.
It was a good one.
It would have been weird to, you know, have known you were working that or another one and have gone there with, you know, some like high school friends or something before I met you. And then you would have that in the back of your mind. Like, I scared the shit out of that kid.
I scared Frisbee so bad.
He doesn't even know.
We're talking today about what happens when parents try turning kids against the other parent.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about haunted houses.
Yeah, man.
God damn it.
I know you're looking for something you can take tonight that promises slim tomorrow. I know you're looking for something that melts fat off like sun melts ice.
Well, that is true. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to be sitting by the pool next week. So that's true. That's very astute of you, NSA guy. You must have been checking my Google searches. Thanks a lot, you piece of crap.
Did you use those words exactly? You said, like, something that melts fat like sun melts ice?
Yeah, that's it. Those were the exact search. I used the quotation marks and everything. That guy.
Oh. Well.
Got him. Thanks for your call.
All right, thanks. Thanks, NSA guy. We'll see you next week.
Maybe have a good time in Las Vegas, dude.
Well, thanks. I'm sure I will. I'm going to go to the Goratorium. I'm going to drink booze. I'm going to play the Ghostbusters arcade casino slot machine.
Sweet.
So it's going to be...
afraid no ghosts.
That's true. So it's going to be a good time. But
the Goratorium?
Yeah. It's the Eli Roth haunted house thing. I'm going to go and pee in it. I want to pee in all the haunted houses in America.
That's a good bucket list, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
The Goratorium, that reminds me, I was listening to Logical Contraption, and they were talking about you a bit this week.
That's what I heard. I haven't listened to it yet. My power went out last night, and I was going to listen to it last night, but...
Yeah, Corey on that show was at the Fresno Horror Con about a week ago or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was expecting to see you there, but he was bummed. Did not see you there.
Yeah, I was thinking about going, but then at the last minute, me and the wife said, nah, let's just save our money for Vegas, so.
Yeah.
Next year. I'll go next year, and I'll hug Corey.
Right on. Gently. He would really like that. He had a few other things to say about you in that episode. Some sexual things.
I heard that I help him masturbate, so I like that. I like that I'm helping.
Yeah, your voice is very soothing.
I just want to be well-liked in the masturbation community.
You got no problems there, buddy.
Nice.
That's a Logical Contraption this week. Tug Buddies.
Yeah, everybody should listen to that.
Check it out.
And everybody should listen to our Badland Girls episode.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, we were on that show. It was just us. Well, and them, but not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we were there. We helped host it. So listen to that. What else should people listen to, Frisbee?
We know we had Katie Rotz on last week from Rotten Rantings. I was on Rotten Rantings this past episode for review of Hatchet 3.
I have been, for a long time, a rotten little bitch.
Mm-hmm. They would love that phrase. That's a good phrase for that show. But it was a lot of fun. That was episode 38.5, Hatchet 3. I make some gross overstatements about the Friday the 13th series that I firmly stand behind, even though they're all wrong. Somebody pointed out that they were wrong. And the ending of Hatchet 3, I don't want to spoil anything, but it has to do with... using a relative's remains to sort of quell this tortured spirit. And I said, Jason Voorhees, I mean, despite all these deaths, never has like a final death that I was aware of. You know, I don't really adhere too much to the canon of that series. But there, I guess there was an instance where Jason was hit with the remains of his mom or something. You would know this, right?
I don't remember him being hit with the remains of his mom.
Oh, well, who knows? This person might be wrong. There was a listener of the show who said Jason Voorhees was, like, struck or subdued by the remains of his dead mother from, like, the first installment.
I don't know. He had, like, a long-lost sister or grandnephew or something, and Jason goes to hell that, like, stabbed him. But that doesn't sound like what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, my overall point was that Jason comes back regardless. Like, he doesn't have this, from my understanding, he doesn't have a mythos that will ever take him down. he always has the potential to come back from hell. Like, he's already opened that gateway, so it's like, if Freddy lures him out or somebody lures him out, he's going to come out, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's always a threat. But Hatchet, the Victor Crowley character, he has an arc, hopefully, and it'll be something complete. Anyway, yeah, it was a fun visit to Rotten Rantings.
Nice.
Check out on iTunes. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Check us out on iTunes. Leave us a review and our rating, and we'll read it and we'll like it, and
yeah.
we'll mark it as helpful. And so that'll be fun. Send us some emails at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. We will read them, and we will talk about them. And that will be fun for us, because we don't plan things anymore. So the more emails, the better, really.
Mm-hmm. You can hear us on Stitcher Radio, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And find both of us on Twitter at Final Parker, at Jason Frisbee. You can also find at SawFan666 or Corey SawFan666, who's putting me through a weird Saw movie challenge. And next week I'm going to be joined by Jeremy Morrison to discuss that. Saw 3, I think.
Yep.
So becoming a man.
You'll be a man. You're almost halfway there.
Thanks.
Yep. So that's that. I'll be gone next week. I'll miss everybody, but I'll be back the week after that. So until then, this is me for Jason Ray's Babes Frizz Babe, Bruce Muhammad, and the creepy NSA guys. And thanks for having fun.
found the ghoulish tales you requested.